Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene has helped thousands with her books, seminars, and online academies. She's the author of the New York Times bestselling book, Push, and a mother of two.
They call it the American dream because if you live in America and you've got a dream, you have the opportunity to turn that into a reality. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to create something or invent something or to develop your own system and then bring it to the market or to license it or franchise it and create a multi-million dollar business? And maybe it's not something that's entirely unique, but it's your own little version of it. Have you ever wondered what that would be like? I know if you've ever watched Shark Tank, you've had that thought. Today's guest did exactly that. Her name is Lisa Drucksman, and her multi-million dollar business was recently voted the number one fitness franchise for satisfaction. Lisa leads a business that brings exercise, companionship, and support to tens of thousands of moms and dads around the country. Stroller Strides. It's an idea that grew out of her own desire to get her body back and provide a way to connect with her kids and her family. Over the years, she added to her repertoire Fit for Baby, which are prenatal classes, Body Back After Baby, and a whole series of workouts and nutrition plans designed to get moms and dads connected with baby and healthy. All of these brands now reside under a parent company called Fit for Mom. Lisa Drucksman has been seen on NBC's Today Show, CNN, The Montel Williams Show, Access Hollywood. You've seen her in countless magazines, including Entrepreneur, Women's Day, Housekeeping, Self, and more. She's a speaker, she's an author, she's a wife, she's a mother, and she's on a mission to help families get healthy. Fit for Mom is the largest fitness program for moms in the United States, with over 2,000 locations and 100,000 active participants. I want you to hear her story, and you'll hear the trials and the tribulations, and she's going to be really honest about what that journey looked like and how much, frankly, easier it is for people to do this today. Oh my gosh, people, the opportunities that are available for you to turn your dream into a reality are just, they're overflowing, they're abundant. So soak in this great content. Here's some really cool things that we're going to cover in this episode. Number one, how to create a family mission statement so that you're running your family with the same organization, focus, and dedication that you would be running your business. Number two, how to get a grip on the things that you're doing every day to make sure that they support your most important things. And lastly, Lisa shares with us that one thing she wished she had learned to do earlier so that she could have skyrocketed her business and saved herself years of headache. You're not going to want to miss this one. Listen to its entirety, and then please be sure to check out the show notes because Lisa was generous enough to share a whole bunch of cool stuff that you will find there by going to chalenejohnson.com/podcast. This episode of The Chalene Show is supported by Courageous Confidence Club. Confidence is something that can help you in absolutely every area of your life. Willpower, nutrition, exercise, parenting, relationships, public speaking, getting that promotion, interacting in social settings, all of those things are so much easier when you've got more confidence. To sign up for my next free webinar, please visit CourageousConfidenceClub.com. Your support means the world to me, and it is because of your support of the Courageous Confidence Club that The Chalene Show is made possible today.
Are we on right now?
We're
starting? Oh, my goodness.
We're going, girl.
We're going. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, I'm most proud of starting a business that's supportive of motherhood and being a mom first and foremost myself. But, you know, the story that, you know, makes it to the magazines and on the news is that I started a business called Stroller Strides that I started when my son was born, in August 2001. I wanted to blend my passion for fitness with motherhood. And it was just a no-brainer to me. I started this class and I really was looking for a village. I was looking to connect with other moms. And this was before Facebook, Chalene. And it's amazing. When moms like something, they talk.
That was before MySpace.
It was. And so I started this class called Stroller Strides, where I was able to help moms get back in shape. And they were my village because I had questions about sleeping and nursing.
What was Stroller Strides? For those people who aren't familiar with it, haven't seen it on the news, tell us a little bit about that workout.
So Stroller Strides is a stroller-based workout where the moms actually show up with their babies in the stroller, and you can call it, we go do a boot camp class. We do push-ups at tables and tricep dips at benches. We do squats with the stroller and lunges with the stroller. And it's great because the moms are getting a chance to get out with their baby and have a great time. And they are getting a chance to connect and get out there. And so it's really a win. And it was a village that was created very quickly.
Now, what if a dad showed up with a stroller?
It happens. And in certain cities, it happens a lot. And on the weekends, we have a lot of family classes. So certainly we welcome dads. But the class is definitely geared towards giving women the strength for motherhood.
Okay, one more thing. I have a crazy lady that walks through my neighborhood with a stroller in it. She has two little Yorkie puppies in it.
No dogs.
Okay.
No, we don't do any dogs. No
I thought
dogs.
You were going to say no crazy people.
No. Yeah. Well, I can't say that, but no dogs are allowed at Stroller Strides.
I love it.
So we started getting calls from all across the country from women who wanted to either start classes or join classes. And this is crazy. This is before social media. So I said, know what? I want to share this with other moms across the country. This was an amazing opportunity for me to stay home and have a career that was really very rewarding and getting to be with my son. And so we created a license and we opened 6 locations. We said, we don't know if this will work, but does this work in hot places like Texas and Arizona and cold places like New Jersey and then pretty places like Hawaii? And Shalene, it took off. All moms are looking for the strength for motherhood.
Now, I'm going to pretend we're on Shark Tank right now, and I'm going to ask the questions that are in my head.
Got it.
Why did you need a physical location?
Well, it doesn't have to be a brick and mortar location. We would meet at parks and places across the country. But, in San Diego, where we're based, we could be outdoors year round. But in New Jersey, they have to be in a mall when it's cold out or snowing.
So when you say you had these locations, were these licensees in those areas and they chose the location where the classes met?
Yes. So they had a territory. We trained them on how to teach the classes and gave them all the supplies and the website and all that good stuff. And they had this very turnkey business for moms. And it was awesome.
Now, you were then developing the protocol for the workouts as well as how to charge people, how to basically structure their own licensed business from Stroller Strides. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. My goal was to give moms a very turnkey business where they didn't have to think about anything other than just showing up there and teaching a great class to the moms. You know, we created all of the workouts, all the marketing, everything. And as you and I both know, because we both came from the fitness industry, there's not a lot of careers in the fitness industry where you are your own business owner. It's like you don't make a lot being a group exercise instructor, and it costs a ton of money to open a health club or a personal training studio. So I wanted to give women their chance to have their own business. And Shalene, it took off.
We
ended up licensing it across the country. We were selling 6 a month. It was amazing.
And what did that give people? How often were you giving them new workouts? What was provided?
A lot was provided considering it's a very low cost franchise. So we would actually train them physically on the classes. We would give them marketing information. We would give them website, email, PR support. The actual equipment, like we use exercise tubes by Spry to do the classes. We would include the Stroller Strides stroller, which came along later, by Bob Strollers. So we really gave them everything they needed and continuing support. So we have, it's certainly grown a lot over 13 years, coaches and support team who actually continue to train you, continuing education. I have a national fitness director, Farrell Harusco, who travels around the country doing trainings for us. And the business has grown, which we can talk about. You know, it's a lot more than just Stroller Strides now. But it hasn't all been amazing like that, Shalene. That's a great part of the story. But what a lot of people don't know was I told you we started as a license. Well, we're a franchise now. And that was a big turning point for the business.
So when you say turning point, I just hear this inflection in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like it went well.
It.
We've had these moments where you've kind of got to either throw in the towel or buckle down and restructure.
Yeah, I think if my husband let me throw in the towel, I probably would have at this point. I know that Brett is really supportive of you. There have been lots of times where I've wanted to throw in the towel, and Jason always says, you can, but you need to get through this first and then tell me if you want to throw in the towel. And of course, I never do. So what happened was one of the highlights of the business also ended up ending in one of the lowlights. We were on the Today Show, Matt Lauer introducing us. It was awesome, talking about what an amazing story this is.
And now this is what year? What year is this?
This is, I think, 2003.
Wow.
So a couple years into the business. And just, I mean, come on. Today's show coming to your house is a big deal. This is awesome. We had 1,000 calls before and emails before it even aired on the West Coast. It was amazing.
Wow.
And I was thinking, this is the American dream. Like, we're giving women this great opportunity. We're touching lives. We're having an impact. And then what happened, Shalene, is we got a letter from the Federal Trade Commission saying, we believe you to be a franchise and not a license. You got to defend yourself.
Gulp.
Oh my God. I brought it to a franchise attorney and he said, you're in a lot of trouble. He said, you're in a lot of trouble. And now realize I had an attorney who told me to be a licensed, so I didn't come up with that on my own.
Right.
But this is a good learning lesson. Because I started small and didn't realize I was going to grow into this national business, I didn't hire the right attorney. I didn't spend the money on hiring a licensed or franchise attorney. So it's worth it. You never know what you're going to grow into. Hire the right people from the beginning.
And I so could not agree more with that, and not to skimp. In the beginning, we used an attorney. This is a very similar story. We used an attorney who was a friend of a friend who was like, we won't charge you. And gave us a lot of bad information about music licensing that in the end cost us a fortune.
Yes.
Because I was trying to save money.
Yes.
And if I just hired someone who that was their expertise, like they specialized in that, yeah, they always charge more and it's always worth every penny.
It's worth it. It's worth it. So he said, you need to go with your tail between your legs and you need to become a franchise. So to start a franchise is a huge expensive endeavor. It cost us six figures more than that. Because we hadn't started it the right way. We had to pay so many fees. We had to go through like a franchise compliance program, and we had to offer 128 licensees their full money back.
Okay, let's set the money aside for a moment.
Yes.
What does that do to the inside of your body? Like, how stressed were you? How upsetting was that?
I'm stressed right now, 11 years later, just thinking about it.
Yeah.
It was
horrible. I feel you. It's horrible.
You risk your family and you put your heart and souls into these business and just think it's all about to crumble.
We should just be like rocking back and forth and hugging each other. I so know what you're going through, or went through, I should say.
It was rough.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily we know that the story's happy at the end, but you know, you get through it. You go through one step at a time. When you do the right things, it pays off. And luckily, our 128 licensees, they're our tribe, like you have a tribe. They were happy. And so only two people out of 128 asked for their money back.
So you had to go to your licensees and say, okay, guess what? Now you have to become a franchise.
Yep.
And what did that mean for them financially?
We actually, and this ended up hurting us in the long run, but we care so much about our licensees or franchisees that we didn't change the model, which we had. We started from the beginning as a franchise, it would have been a different model because franchising is far, far more expensive than licensing. So it didn't cost them any more. It actually ended up in the long run being a better thing for them. But, you know, it was a bigger commitment for sure, because as a license, they could get out at any time. And as a franchise, they have a multi-year commitment. So it was a big risk and it was very scary, but they loved us and they supported us and we got through. And we got through that time and we are now franchised across the country. And it's been much happier since then. I mean, we've been ranked as one of the fastest growing franchises in the country. And, you know, just to show you that our franchisees still are happy, just this month, we were rated as the number one fitness franchise for franchise satisfaction.
Wow.
By
congratulations.
Franchise Business Review. And I mean, honestly,
that's
we're
awesome.
So proud of that.
Yeah.
You know, we just, our franchisees are who we care about and we love so much and we want to take care of them. So, it does have a happy ending, but certainly when you see businesses on the outside, you don't know all the trials and tribulations that they go through.
And I think you and I both know so many people who say, I want to do what you've done. I've created this you know, really unique thing. And everyone, of course, thinks that their thing is unique. But people believe, and that's a beautiful thing, that they get so passionate about the way they put things together, that they've got something they've got to bring to market. And I know you get this. I get this all the time.
I do.
People will say, I've got this thing I want to license or franchise or get an infomercial or fill in the blank. What's your first thought and how do you respond to that?
First of all, I think it's an incredible time to start your own thing and do your own thing. So I would never want to stop anybody from doing that. In fact, one of the things that I love about what you do and what I do is we are connecting our passion and our purpose to our business. And that's incredible. So I encourage anyone to figure out what are you passionate about. I guarantee you, Shalene or I can help you turn it into a business.
True.
But to realize that it's not all rainbows and unicorns. There are going to be really, really hard times. There are going to be huge obstacles. And do you have the plan to stick with it and not throw in the towel? Because it's not an easy ride. And so while some people might look at us and go, wow, I wish I was Shalene Johnson or maybe Lisa, it's not always easy.
Yeah.
People don't know those sides of the story.
Yeah, I think they see the end product, and there's something to timing as well. Like, I know that if it were 2015 and I had to start exactly the same type of certification business my husband and I started with, I would do my research, and I think my research would tell me there's an easier way to live the lifestyle that I want and still fulfill my passion and my dream. In other words, to fulfill my purpose, but in a way that has an easier path, a less resistance, and a greater ability to enjoy my life. Because there were many, many years where I still have guilt over the fact that we made so many mistakes that ended up costing us hours and days and years of stress that we'll never get back.
I know.
If we'd just done our research instead of like going, someone else did it this way, I can do it too. I encourage people to not lose your drive and passion, but to realize, as Lisa said, in today's day and age, there's a much easier way for everyone who's listening to this to do this. Like, we didn't have social media. We didn't have other companies to partner with and to look to. And there's just so many cool ways you can do things, but start with research.
And what about the podcast? I mean, first of all, everybody needs to know, I am a lifer. I listen to your show every single day. And it doesn't matter where you're at in your business. It doesn't matter if I have a multi-million dollar business. I am learning from Shalene Johnson's show every single day.
I love you.
I really mean it. And so because of your show and the other podcasts you and I listen to, and we get a chance to learn from the experts in every single area.
Dude, right? I mean, like, I can't understand how people don't constantly have headphones on and just eating up this knowledge from this wealth of incredibly generous minds and experts, because it's there and it's free. And we didn't have that. Like, if you wanted information, you had to pay to be in a mentorship or,
you'll fly somewhere.
Yes.
You can get from the comfort of your home.
It's kind of cool. What an advantage people have. So if nothing else, I want to encourage people to take advantage of that information. And I think we both share that in common. I also know there's another practice we both share, and you call it your three MITs. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. So, I started my business so that I could be a mom first and foremost. That was, very important to me. So Jacob's now 13, Rachel's 9. But there was a time when I was so stressed, so overwhelmed with growing my business. My sister, and you and I are both very close to our sister, she said, like, what's going on? She said, you're a mess. Like, you're always so stressed. And I looked at my to-do list, which at the time was still on paper, and every single thing on there was about the business, and it had nothing to do with what was most important to me.
Mm.
So I did this activity. I made this up, and it's become very powerful, and I want to share it with your tribe now, where I figured out what are the three most important areas of my life. So I know some of you are driving, or maybe you're at the gym, so you guys can do this at home, but you can just listen to it. I want everybody right now to draw a circle.
Okay. Can I do this too?
Yes, you do it too. So draw a Venn diagram. And I will send you a link to it that you can put in your show notes.
Okay,
so if anybody later wants to actually print it, they can. But it's super simple. Draw a Venn diagram. So three circles that overlap. And I want you to write down in the three circles.
I'm glad you said that, because I didn't want to ask. I'm like, oh no, what's a Venn diagram?
Yeah,
I better Google
it. Remember it from
geometry? No, absolutely not. I was doodling.
Three circles that overlap in the center. That's
okay, now
all
I know.
All right. So I want you to write down what are the three most important things in your life? And I know there's 20. Like I had a group do this last night and they go, wait, I can't get it down to three. Like I have church and friends and my marriage and kids. I get it. It doesn't mean that there's not 20 important things. But if you had to narrow it down, what are the three most important areas of your life? Think about that. And then I want you to think about your to-do list, which is hopefully not still on paper. And how many of your to-do list are tied to that? Mm-hmm. So for me, one of my areas of my circle is my marriage. Mm. Now, interestingly enough, the first time I did this, I wrote family. I later realized I needed to change that because all I was doing was taking care of my kids and my business, and I was no longer dating my husband like you dating Brett.
Yeah.
And that wasn't good. So that needed a change. So that deserves its own circle in for me. And so write down the three most important things. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle of that Venn diagram, I want you to write me. Mm. And I really mean this. Like, we've all heard that story that you're supposed to put your oxygen mask on first. We all agree with that logically, but very few people actually do it. And, you know, I work in the world of moms, but I'm sure this is true for dads, and I'm sure it's true for everybody. We're so busy taking care of everyone else that we're truly not taking care of ourselves.
Yeah, that's so true. And I really do, I see it in both men and women. And so then sometimes the way that we think we're caring for ourselves is actually damaging.
Yes.
Because it soothes us, but it's not healthy.
I see everybody running around so fast. They have their days so filled. They're always overwhelmed. They're not doing anything to recharge. They're not doing anything to reconnect to their purpose, their energy. And so like I meditate every single day, every single day. And people react and say, I don't have time to do nothing. I'm not doing nothing. Like this is me taking care of my soul and my spirit. So maybe for you, it's prayer or art or something or journaling, but we've got to take care of ourselves because we can't take care of those other three circles if we're not taking care of ourselves.
So, amen.
I would like that if you've done this MIT activity, put it up somewhere. Don't just shove it aside because it needs to be in front of you. And so for me, when I create my to-do list every day and every month, I always make sure that I'm focused on making sure there are things going on for each of those areas of my life. So going on a date with my husband, doing something special with my kids, and somehow the business always gets plenty of energy.
Right. This is so true. Yeah. I love that. I hope everyone will actually take Lisa up on that assignment. And even if you have to do that after you finish listening, take out a pen and a piece of paper. I do believe there's something very powerful about the act of putting this in writing in your own handwriting and writing those three words down, those three things that are most important to you, because we do lose track of them. Now, to get back to something you said, and I know this is controversial and I know people are going to disagree with me and I don't care because it's my show and I can talk about what I want to talk about. When you get your own podcast, you can have your own opinion. Here's my opinion.
Yes.
When it comes to kids and spouse, and this is not to alienate someone who was not married to someone who is kind or you were bad for each other. And I mean that in a very dangerous way. But if you've got a pretty decent relationship and you're not placing emphasis on your marriage and you're putting it all on your children, I too agree that even though it seems like I look on the paper, I'm like, you know, I would lay my life down for my children. Oh, I think I would lay my life down for my husband. I think so. You know what I'm saying? But I have to put him first in my priorities because my children matter. And so like my kids are now, yours are younger, Lisa, but mine are dating. And I realize and they're not going to be here much longer. They will be out of the house in 4 years. I want them to find healthy, fulfilling relationships. And I can't expect that to happen if they're not seeing it. If they're not seeing two people who are partners, who love and appreciate each other, who respect each other and never put each other down, if they're not seeing that, they won't model that.
That's what we're all about, is teaching us to be the models. Like, I always ask moms, do you, and again, parents, because I don't want to alienate anybody, so this goes for the dads too, do you want your kids to take care of yourself the way you do? Do you want them to stress the way you do? Do you want them to exercise the way you do? Do you want them to eat the way you do? And the answer is always no. They say, no, I want them to exercise more, stress less, you know. And so again, it counts for romantic relationship. If we want that for them, then we have to be it. And what a gift that is for us. We have to take care of ourselves because that is the best gift we can give our kids.
And I would say talk about it with your kids. Talk about how, you know, what it means to be in a healthy relationship. I think too many parents like fight either openly and all the time or behind closed doors so their kids never realize that having disagreements is healthy and this is how we work through. Yeah, it's how we work through them. And I just, you know, I guess because both my kids are now like interested in boys and girls and I can picture them at some point getting married, that I want nothing more for them to find someone who's really healthy and loves and cherishes them the way I do and the way their father and I cherish each other. And we've got to model that. That's our
Absolutely.
Job.
Rachel was looking at the calendar because I put the date nights on the calendar every month. And she goes, oh, Mom, you've got a date night with Dad this weekend. And I go, why should you be sad? Like, you should be glad that your mom and dad want to be together and that we want to connect. And I said, that's really good for us. It's good for you, you know, for us to be able to connect like that.
Yes, I know. They just say that and they don't really mean it.
I know.
You know, if you had everything to do again, is there any piece of this that you wish you had learned earlier, like maybe that you're doing now, aside from the licensing and franchising? For example, I think for so many people where it's their art or this thing that they've created, it's really hard to let go of pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been able to do that?
Goodness. I am the happiest that I've ever been in the history of this business and my life, really. And a lot of that is because I've let go of so much. And I think I've heard you say similar things that we did everything. You know, when we started our business, we were at every single part. And there is a ceiling to that. If we are trying to create the programs and the certifications and everything. And we felt like, well, we could do it. And, you know, for me, it was also going budget, you know, and I figured I better off just doing it myself. What I've learned is the more I let my team do and I build my team to do, the bigger impact we can actually have. So it helps us grow exponentially. If I had really just kept it where just me teaching everything, we would have reached a very small audience. But we're now reaching hundreds of thousands of moms because we continue to grow our team. And I have an amazing corporate team, like who I love, love, love. And then I'm also doing virtual assistants and hiring experts in different areas.
Very cool.
So I'm at a point now, and this is the dream of everything I do is what I love. So my podcast and writing and I get to do what I love, talking to you. This is amazing. And I have other people who do not only what I don't love, but what they're better at and what they're experts at. So I think I would have done that a lot sooner.
I would love for you to give us, because I really know that you have built this amazing tribe. You have 100,000 people. You have close to 250 franchisees. You're changing lives. You're helping people affect their families from the top down. You've created this village. Can you give me one of your, or even two of your best tips for parents who are really trying to create that tribe within their own household?
A tribe within their household. Wow, that's different.
You're living by that mission.
Well, yeah, I mean, our mission, our why is to give women the strength for motherhood. And so I think if you want to create a tribe in your household, you need to, what's the mission in your house? I actually run my family. I don't know if you do this. I run my family a lot like I run my business. So there's a mission statement for my family. Really? You haven't thought about that?
Well, I mean, I guess now that you say that, they are very, very similar, really similar. I just had never thought about it till this moment.
We actually created a mission statement for the family. And of course, you know, I wanted to just create it myself because I know what I want my family to be about. But we didn't do it that way. We did it as a family activity. We actually have family meetings.
Can we link to that in the show notes or is that personal?
No, I'd be happy to share that.
That'd be so cool.
I've never shared it, but I would be very happy to share it.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to put that in the show notes because I'm super curious.
Okay, don't anybody judge me, though.
We will not judge you.
But we actually have family meetings run very much like I run my corporate meetings, you know, where there's an agenda and there's topics. Yes, I am that, you know, but, you know, it gives everybody a chance to communicate, talk about what's going on. And I am all about it, and I do this with my team also, like, showing the love and recognition for the people who are doing things. And that doesn't happen enough in a family. So like,
wow.
We'll put someone, we call it the hot seat, but it's like every single person, well, the three of us, you know, will compliment the other person and say like why we love this person. And so like, I think everybody wants to belong. So whether you want to belong to a village like Fit for Mom, or you want to belong to Shalene's tribe, or you want to belong to your family, like create a place for your family to belong.
Yeah. And belonging, I think you've just explained, is you give them a voice. You let them be heard. You make sure that they know that they are not just noticed, but appreciated, and that they matter.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's huge. That's a really great note, I think, to leave our listeners on. So many of our listeners are moms and dads, which is super cool, or maybe they plan to be someday in the future. Nonetheless, we all have parents, and every one of us wants to feel important and noticed, and that we have a voice and that we matter. And I think there's no better place to make that your mission than at home. So Lisa, thank you so much for sharing this amazing information and your story and how you got here and just being so honest with us. Where can people find out more about what it is you do?
Well, I would love for your tribe to go to fitformom.com, and it's fit with the number 4, mom.com. And certainly we've got the Motivating Mom podcast, which you can find on that. And, you know, it's just one more way that we're getting a chance to expand our tribe and reach more moms. So, but no matter what, girl, I'm still a lifer. I'm listening to you every
it.
Day.
What great day. Resources. And I hope that everyone will, of course, check out the show notes because there are so many great takeaways. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you, Shalene.
Pretty cool. I'm so excited now to work on a mission statement for my family, and they're just going to be delighted with this activity. I think they'll probably roll their eyes and go, what is this? But I'm pretty excited about it. I hope you are too. So many great takeaways from this interview. Lisa's just really inspirational. I hope that you will check out her website. What a cool business idea. I mean, my takeaway here is that, yeah, she's not the first person to ever exercise with a stroller. You don't have to be the first. You just need to do it in your own way and then get the message out there. I mean, Lisa's proof that this is possible. Please be sure to check out my show notes on this particular episode because there are tons of takeaways, and I want you to take advantage of all those things that you can download for free by going to shaleenjohnson.com/podcast. And as always, I want to thank you for checking out the Courageous Confidence Club. It is my mission to help people with this particular trait. Everyone's lives get better when we're more confident, when we're easier to be around, when we're happy in our own skin, when there aren't things that we're trying to avoid because they make us nervous, they make us anxious. I want to help you gain more confidence this year. Please be sure to sign up for one of my free webinars by going to CourageousConfidenceClub.com. So until we have a chance to spend some time together again, I'm going to miss you. I'm really going to miss you because you are the bombdiggity.com. Ooh, did she just throw in a diggity? No, she did. Oh, yes, I did. I did. I got to keep it fresh. I got to keep it interesting. I got to keep you coming back for more.